This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr.
Hello there.
We just know you and I aren't going to sing on the radio. We probably could do that. We could, Andy, just pound out some beats and pull it off. But we'll spare our listeners that pain. But anyway, Happy New Year, friend.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, that's his deal. I think he records those like on Thursdays, if I'm not mistaken.
He does, yeah.
And so, you know, his was done before the latest issue with Iran kicked in on Friday. Because 10-year's down now. At one point this morning, the 10-year was below 177. And during the day, it's risen back up to about 180. But, you know, still very low rates. And that issue with Iran really caused a flight to safety on Friday. We saw a pretty nice drop in mortgage rates, not near as much as we saw on the 10-year. And we saw a drop in the Dow. Dow lost 100. I don't remember how much it was. It was a significant drop on Friday. Some of that spilled over into this morning as well, Dave. Stocks opened lower by about 175 points, but now they're sitting down only 33 points. So most of that's been recovered. MBS prices today, you know, just have moved around a little bit as people try to figure out what's going to go on. You know, the concern about our conflict with Iran is going to be a market mover, I think, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly was on Friday, as I mentioned.
It sure was.
Flight to safety, stock market sell-off, bond market rally.
The economic data was a bit mixed last week, though.
It was. For the week, yeah, for the week it was mixed. We saw really good pending home sales number. Contracts signed to buy previously owned homes in November rose 5.5% from October and were 7.4% higher than same time last year. So, and pending home sales, as you know, is a forward indicator in that that's going to result in sales in the future. That's a good thing. Construction spending was better also.
So the
housing market data was really pretty good. Now, consumer confidence fell a little bit, as did the ISM manufacturing index. So, you know, that's where the mixed data came in. The ISM manufacturing is a pretty significant measure.
Yeah, big one.
The Fed minutes came out. This was the December 11th meeting, but really they didn't reveal any new information, so they weren't a market mover. And like I said, it was all about the conflict with Iran. China wasn't a big part of the market, and even the impeachment proceedings were really not a factor last week. Now, looking at the week ahead, Dave, the big days are going to come tomorrow and Friday. Tomorrow we've got the ISM Services Index for December. It'll be released at 10, and a small improvement there is expected. And on Friday, it's the December non-farm payrolls data. It'll come out at 8:30 Eastern time. New jobs expected, 160,000. Unemployment rate's expected to stay at its very low rate of 3.5%. There is an expectation that our average hourly earnings are going to increase from a 0.2% increase in the prior month in November to a 0.3% increase. Now, if that were to continue to go up at that rate, it would become a significant event for the Fed. Those events could cause market reaction if there's much of a deviation from what was expected. Now, the main driver of the market this week is likely to be concern over conflict with Iran, whether or not they retaliate in any way, or if there's any sort of escalation in that conflict. It could add to that flight to safety that occurred on Friday, which, you know, would be good for mortgage rates, but maybe not so good for stocks. And it's not the kind of thing that you want to have benefit the market, really.
Right. I mean, it's going to be a volatile time during this particular time. You know how the swings can be based on the latest. So it's important that you're using a great system to be able to monitor this in real time. Listeners, I'd like to know what systems you're using out there. We have had a great partnership with MBS Quoteline for a good number of years, where Joe has been, and we're grateful for them providing us access to the data that they have, as well as my good friend Barry Habib and the MBS Highway, and then there's so many others out there. But we want to hear from you what system you're using and why you like it. So we'd love to hear from you and get your feedback on that. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you being here. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Dave.
Looking forward to another decade. We've been doing this for a decade together. Can you believe it? As we say here in Texas, all y'all. We've been doing it for a long time. But anyway, it's good to have you here. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. Again, we have Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Scoop, Vidyard, VendorSurf, our newest sponsor, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.